This podcast details true crime cases. It contains adult themes and may contain descriptions of violence. It is not intended for children. Listener discretion is advised.
Thank you for joining me for today's episode of Once Upon a Crime. These days, it seems like if you're not on social media, you don't exist. That might be a bit of an exaggeration, but not by much. Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and other social media apps are accessed by individuals more than any other type of website or app. YouTube is the number two most popular social media app, second only to Facebook. With over 37 million active YouTube channels and over 122 million daily active YouTube users, it might not surprise you to discover that crimes by and against YouTube stars have occurred now and then. Crime is something that affects every industry, and social media is no exception. In this month's series, YouTube Mayhem, I'll focus on crimes connected to this social media giant. Even if you are a YouTube user, and most of us are, you may not have heard of the unusual crimes I've uncovered that are linked to YouTube. In this first installment of the series, a young couple on a quest for internet fame records a prank for their YouTube channel with tragic results. I've titled this one, Dying to be Famous.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Humans have an innate need to connect with others, and social media is one way to fill that need. Some find that merely connecting with friends and family members isn't enough, and they begin creating content that they hope others, including random strangers, will be interested in engaging with. In this way, they will be seen by many more people than they know in real life, or IRL, and perhaps gain a large social media following. The people that achieve this are the ones we've come to know as social media influencers. YouTube, one of the first and most popular social media apps, launched soon after the number one ranked social media app Facebook, has been around since 2005. Its focus on making online video streaming available to everyone has made it wildly popular, especially among younger users. People under the age of 25 make up the majority of YouTube viewers who prefer video content over audio or static posts like photos or written content. Anyone with internet access can start their own YouTube channel and upload homemade videos to share with friends, family, and the public at large. Without much more than word of mouth, some YouTube content created by amateur videographers can go viral, a term that describes internet content that garners millions of views. These viral videos sometimes spawn the next YouTube star. Popular YouTubers with at least a million subscribers can make, on average, up to $60,000 per year. The most popular influencers can crack six figures or even earn millions of dollars annually. Of course, like podcasters, the majority of YouTubers will be lucky to gain even a few hundred subscribers to their content. It was with the goal of internet stardom, fame, and fortune that Mona Lisa Perez and Pedro Ruiz began their YouTube channel in 2017. The young couple living in Halstead, Minnesota, had been dating for 6 years and had one child together, a girl named Aaliyah. In the winter of 2017, 19-year-old Mona Lisa was pregnant with the couple's second child. She and Pedro first became parents when she was just 16 and he 19. Mona Lisa began her YouTube channel in March of 2017 in part to document her life as a teen parent. She titled it La Mona Lisa and described the channel as the real life of a young couple who happened to be teen parents. Mona Lisa's videos documented slices of family life with her three-year-old daughter and her boyfriend Pedro. Pedro had been part of Mona Lisa's life since the time they first met when she was just 14. Mona Lisa and Pedro were practically inseparable, and their relationship would be featured prominently in the videos they made together. The first videos posted to the La Mona Lisa channel were all recorded with the couple's cell phones, as the majority of them would be. They depicted typical days in the life of Mona Lisa and Pedro as they navigated adult life, doing chores, caring for their daughter, and shopping together. Pedro was a big fan of the reality comedy television show Jackass, which featured a mostly male cast whom viewers watched carry out increasingly outrageous pranks and stunts. The original television series, which debuted in 2002, would spin off into a franchise of television specials and films that continues today. In just box office receipts alone, the franchise has earned over $60 million. Jackass became controversial and highly criticized for its crude and dangerous stunts. Parents were especially concerned that some of the most harmful stunts would be emulated by children. Some of these stunts, with equally sensational names, included the fish hook, where cast member Steve O pierced his cheek with a giant hook and jumped into the ocean. And then there was California bobsledding, where several cast members careened down a steep hill in a shopping cart. These segments were actually some of the more tame stunts performed on the show. Pedro Ruiz, born in 1995, was just a child when the show debuted, and like many young boys, he loved to watch the adrenaline-fueled and reckless pranks and stunts that Jackass presented. Now with a YouTube platform of his own, he dreamed up pranks he and his girlfriend could perform together. What started out as innocent fun to gain internet followers became an obsession that quickly spiraled into a tragedy waiting to happen.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Pedro Ruiz III was born in Fargo, North Dakota in January of 1995. He was the only boy born into a family of five children. His parents were Pedro Ruiz Jr. and Virginia Ramirez. The family was living in McAllen, Texas when his mother died. Pedro was five and would be raised by a foster family. Perhaps because of this early loss, family meant everything to Pedro. He was fortunate that in addition to his four sisters, he had a large extended family filled with aunts, uncles, and cousins. His cousin Maricela said of Pedro, quote, "He was lovable, friendly, funny, amazing, crazy, and inspiring. He was the big heart of our family." When Pedro's teenage girlfriend became pregnant in 2014, it must have caused some amount of anxiety, but his Aunt Claudia said Pedro and Mona Lisa were in love. Pedro was fiercely protective and loyal to the women in his family, especially his sisters. He would consider Mona Lisa family as well and look forward to raising their child together. Although not yet quite adults, the couple must have realized how challenging this task would be, but they jumped into it with both feet and without hesitation. Being so young, both Pedro and Mona Lisa may have yet been living under the belief that with love anything is possible and not yet succumbed to the cynicism that often creeps in as you mature. Pedro and Mona Lisa started their life together in the small town of Halstead, Minnesota, home to less than 600 residents. With his job as a railroad worker and some help from family, the couple was able to make ends meet. Mona Lisa began the YouTube channel to cutely chronicle their life together and not to become internet sensations. But before long, the couple, which, let's face it, were still basically kids, began goofing around on camera. One thing they enjoyed was playing pranks on one another. One of them would set up their cell phone camera to catch the reaction of the other to being pranked. The videos would then be uploaded to YouTube for the enjoyment of viewers. Some of the pranks that ended up on their channel included replacing powdered sugar on donuts with baby powder without the other person's knowledge. Their reaction to biting into a talcum-covered confection was caught on video. Another video captured the tables being turned on one prank and then turned again. Pedro purchased a chili pepper described as the hottest pepper in the world and had it delivered to their home, apparently to be used in some kind of stunt. Mona Lisa found out about it, intercepted the package, and placed it into a sandwich she then served to Pedro. Hilarity ensued, I guess. In the late spring, early summer of 2017, the La Mona Lisa YouTube channel continued in that vein. Videos were posted of the couple at home just chatting together or with other family members and friends, another of Mona Lisa doing dishes, and upon being startled by Pedro, shooting him in the face with a spray faucet, one of Mona Lisa talking with her mother about the new pregnancy and shopping for clothes, and Pedro being pushed through a store while riding inside a shopping cart. Around this time, Pedro began expressing a goal to gain a larger number of YouTube subscribers. To this end, he began dreaming up more outrageous pranks and stunts, a la Jackass, that they could post on their channel. Mona Lisa wasn't as keen on the idea, but Pedro became more excited by the prospect of going viral and gaining hundreds of thousands of subscribers, which would bring in money by way of sponsored ads on their channel. To kick off this goal, Pedro started a second YouTube channel that would focus on more extreme pranks and stunts starring himself. The new channel, called Damn It Boy, launched in early June of 2017. By mid-month, however, some cracks were starting to show in the couple's relationship. Some of this may have been as a result of being a very young couple with a 3-year-old and a baby on the way. On June 22nd, Mona Lisa posted a video on her channel saying that she and Pedro were fighting that day. "Today is not a really good day," an emotional Mona Lisa says into the camera, adding, "I hate that we fight. Last night Aaliyah swore at Pedro and now we're fighting about that, which sucks." She told her viewers that Pedro was giving her the silent treatment and, quote, "acting like a little girl." However, something else may have been contributing to the tension between Pedro and Mona Lisa. Pedro had been nagging her to help with a stunt he was planning to record. He believed this stunt would be just crazy enough to bring in thousands or even tens of thousands more subscribers to his YouTube channel. His idea was to shoot a firearm into a large book, like an encyclopedia, to see if the bullet would be able to pass all the way through. It was his belief that it would not. He said he'd lined up encyclopedias and fired a gun at them, but the bullet was stopped by the first book. Now he wanted to hold an encyclopedia in front of his body, while Mona Lisa fired the weapon into it. He knew it was risky, he told her, but he was 100% certain that the bullet would not penetrate the entire book. He'd be left standing there, having survived a Jackass-level stunt that viewers would be amazed by. He just knew this would cause the video to go viral, making them overnight internet sensations. Mona Lisa thought he must have been joking, and when she discovered he wasn't, she thought the idea way too risky and ridiculous to actually attempt. Still, Pedro continued to harp on the subject, which may have contributed to the tension between them in early June. But Mona Lisa would later admit she usually let Pedro get his way in the end. Having met him when she was barely out of childhood, and he was almost 18, she said he was, quote, "very impressive to me." In her description of the dynamic between the two of them, Pedro comes off as a Svengali-like figure. Quote, "He literally molded me into the person he wanted me to be," she states. She then goes on to admit, "This sounds really weird, but I looked at him like my king. Anything he said, I'd be like, okay, I'll do it." Fairly or not, she would also describe Pedro as manipulative, saying that if she didn't do what he asked, he would, quote, "tell me, you're not good enough," or, "I can go find someone better than you," end quote. On June 25, 2017, Pedro Ruiz posted a video on YouTube talking to his viewers. "I'm borderline crazy," he said. "I just love the adrenaline, near-death experiences. I hope I capture all my audience like that," he says, snapping his fingers. I hope with everything I do, you guys can just be hooked and watch until I fail, end quote. He then describes the bulletproof challenge, the stunt he was planning to perform in his next video. He laid out how it would be set up, with him holding the book and his girlfriend firing the weapon. He told viewers that Mona Lisa was, quote, the most trustworthy person I know. But then he jokes that if he fails, at least he'll, quote, go out with a bang. Before he signed off, Pedro said, laughing, so if I'm gonna die, I'm pretty much ready to go to heaven right now. If I die, I'll be ready for Jesus. He probably won't accept me into the pearly gates because of how stupid this is. On June 26th, in the last video posted to YouTube and Mona Lisa's Facebook page, the couple recorded attending a local fair with their daughter. They talked about their desire to become YouTube famous, with Mona Lisa daydreaming out loud, imagine when we have 300,000 subscribers. Pedro replied that when they get more popular, he'll, quote, start throwing parties. Just hours after the video at the fair was posted, Pedro set up cameras to film his bulletproof stunt. Driving his car to a sparsely traveled highway outside of town, he set up a GoPro camera on the back of the car and positioned another camera on top of a ladder to capture the stunt from two angles. At least one observer, a neighbor of the couple's, as well as their daughter, was present to witness the stunt, although other accounts would later say more than a dozen people were present. Mona Lisa still did not want to go through with the stunt, but she was running out of ways to refuse, and finally seemed resigned to helping Pedro. She tweeted, "Me and Pedro are probably going to shoot one of the most dangerous videos ever." She then typed out in capital letters, "His idea, not mine." As the cameras began recording, Pedro told viewers that he wanted to be crazier than even the Jackass guys. He then said, "If I fail, I want to die trying." The video records him picking up a book about 2 inches thick with a crudely drawn target on the front cover. Printed on the cover are also the words, "Please hit here," with an arrow pointing to the bullseye. As a final explanation, Pedro states, "The point of the video is, I just really want to see if a 50 caliber bullet can go through a book." The next thing heard in the video is Mona Lisa's voice. She says, "Babe, I'm not doing this. I can't." Pedro continues to urge her to pull the trigger, but she is still unwilling and appeals to her boyfriend to see reason. "Babe, if I kill you, what's going to happen to my life? Like, no, this isn't okay," she pleads. "I don't want to be responsible." Pedro insists, saying, "You won't. As long as you hit the book, you'll be fine. Come on," Pedro states, urging her to hurry. "The battery's gonna die. Come closer." At this point, Mona Lisa is standing about a foot away from Pedro, and she can be heard asking him repeatedly to back up further, but he refuses. Finally, she pulls the trigger. As the bullet tears into the book, Pedro begins to fly backward. Simultaneously, he calls out to her, "Stop, babe, stop, stop!" But it was too late. The bullet had torn through the book like a hot knife through butter and had hit the target almost dead center. A 911 operator answered a call that came in just after 6:30 p.m. on June 26, 2017. On the other end was a young girl, breathless but coherent. She reported that her boyfriend had been shot. "We were doing a YouTube stunt and it went wrong," she told the operator. "He wanted to see if I could shoot his gun in a book, and it went and shot him, and it's all on recording. Oh my God, he's going to die," Mona Lisa says, the reality of the situation finally sinking in. The operator asked whether Pedro was breathing, and Mona Lisa answered that her cell phone had died and she was inside on a landline making the 911 call. The operator told her that an ambulance was on its way and asked her to go outside and check on Pedro. She returned after just a couple of minutes, now sounding much more panicked. "Oh my God, he's dead. He looks like he's dying, ma'am. He's all blue. Please hurry up. He's dying." An ambulance and a medevac helicopter arrived just minutes later. Paramedics began chest compressions, but were unable to revive the 22-year-old, and he died on the way to the hospital. The 19-year-old pregnant mother was arrested and booked into the Northwest Regional Correctional Center on suspicion of reckless discharge of a firearm. A complaint against Mona Lisa Perez was filed by the Norman County Sheriff's Department, and a few days later, she was charged with second-degree manslaughter, a charge that carried a possible 10-year prison sentence. After being sentenced, she was released on $7,000 bail. When officers arrived at the scene of the shooting, she had immediately confessed to being the shooter, but explained that it was a stunt gone wrong. "I didn't mean to hurt him. He was my everything," she sobbed to responding officers. "It wasn't supposed to happen like this." She told them it had all been recorded on video and turned over the cell phone. Since the entire event was captured in real time, investigators had all the evidence they needed to determine responsibility for the shooting. They also took the weapon into evidence, a .50 caliber Gold Desert Eagle handgun that belonged to Pedro Ruiz. The Desert Eagle is a powerful weapon that, according to a gun expert, is capable of producing muzzle velocities exceeding 1,900 feet per second and muzzle energy of 2,800 foot-pound force. To put those numbers in perspective, the caliber of bullet fired from Pedro's gun had the ability to travel twice as fast as .45s and hit with the force of a .308 Winchester. And to put that into perspective for a layperson like myself, the expert clarifies, the Desert Eagle can punch holes in engine blocks. 2 months after the shooting, Mona Lisa gave birth to a baby boy she named Pedro Ruiz IV. In December of 2017, she pleaded guilty to second-degree manslaughter and agreed to serve a 180-day jail term. Because she was raising two small children, and the prosecutor determined the shooting was an ill-advised stunt planned and encouraged by the victim, they were lenient in how she served her time. She was allowed to serve the first 90 days in 10-day increments over 6 months, with the remaining 90 days to be served under house arrest. She was also sentenced to 10 years of supervised probation and prohibited from owning firearms. She was also forbidden from earning money from the case. The Norman County District Attorney, James Brew, told reporters, "The reality is that the foolish stunt was dreamed up, planned, and executed by Pedro Ruiz, and the defendant wrongfully and tragically relied on his assurances that the stunt was safe." Pedro's family lost the heart of the family when Pedro decided to put his life on the line for internet fame. At first, still in shock, his Aunt Claudia appeared to express no ill will towards his children's mother. "They were in love," she told Valley News Live about the relationship. "They loved each other. It's just a prank gone wrong. It shouldn't have happened like this. It shouldn't have happened at all." Later, his family would wonder whether Pedro really didn't understand the danger of the stunt. Quote, "Was it suicide? Was it planned? We don't know. We'll never know," Claudia Ruiz speculated a year later. She now said of his girlfriend, "She could have put the gun down, and she didn't. Now we're all missing him." Mona Lisa Perez spoke to reporters in 2021 and talked about her life after the shooting death of her boyfriend. She said she was suicidal for more than a year afterward. She remained off of social media for a while because of all the threats and hateful comments she received. She deleted her YouTube channel. She would eventually begin a new channel, but later shut that down too after it was hacked and spammed with more than 9,000 videos. She relocated to South Dakota, where she met her current fiancé, Tyler. They became engaged in 2021. She and Tyler began a clothing line called Wake, which they now promote online. That will do it for this episode of Once Upon a Crime. I've just returned from CrimeCon, and if you want to check out pics, videos, and other shares from that awesome weekend, check out our social media. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. All the links are in the show notes. Speaking of CrimeCon, there are still at least two more amazing CrimeCon events happening this year, and I'll be attending both to meet you in person. CrimeCon London will take place over the weekend of June 11th and 12th, and CrimeCon Glasgow will happen on September 10th. If you want to join me, go to crimecon.co.uk to get more info and secure your tickets. Use my offer code onceupon22 for both events to get your discount. I want to thank all our new Patreon supporters. You guys rock. We're getting so close to a goal I set a long time ago, 500 members. When we hit that number, I promised to hold a live show at the world-famous Winchester Mystery House in San Jose, California. Who knows, I might even invite some special guests. So if you want to help make that happen, and you're not a Patreon supporter yet, go to patreon.com/onceuponacrime to check out all the membership tiers and perks. Starting at just $2 a month, you can get ad-free early release episodes, as well as bonus episodes, merchandise sent to you, and more. If you're already a Patreon member, thank you. Please suggest to your friends who are listeners of Once Upon a Crime to become a member and join the fun. Once Upon a Crime is written and produced by me, Esther Ludlow. My research and production assistant is Lorena Garcia. Special thanks to Studio 71 for their support, including the final audio mix for this episode. Until next time, be good to one another.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.